Exclusive, Mike Beltran, Road to Holding the Republican Majority Runs Through Florida's 14th District. By Sean Moran on May 17, 2026. Former State Representative Mike Beltran, RFL, said he is running for Florida's 14th Congressional District because the road to holding the Republican majority runs through this district. Beltran served 3 terms in the Florida House and now seeks to represent the Sunshine State in Congress. Governor Ron DeSantis, RFL, approved a new congressional map that makes the 14th Congressional District much more favorable to Republicans and could lead to the ouster of Representative Kathy Castor, DFL. Watch for more from Florida. DeSantis details Florida's new congressional wins. Reports suggest that, under the new 14th Congressional District, 55% of voters backed President Donald Trump during the 2024 election and just 44% supported Democrat presidential candidate Kamala Harris. The president's party typically faces a tailwind during the midterm elections. However, Republicans' redistricting efforts may make it easier to hold the majority. Breitbart News Saturday host Matthew Boyle noted that Beltran may spend $1 million of his own money to win the race. He said on Breitbart News Saturday, "Some people like yachts. Some people like cars. Some people like vacation homes. Well, I like politics. And what I don't like is Kathy Castor." Beltran added, "She is the only Democrat on the Florida Gulf Coast and we're going to take her out." He added that he is going to raise whatever he can to win the race. He teased that he will soon be rolling out a great list of endorsements. He argued that this may be one of the most important seats to flip for Republicans. "Holding the House majority runs through Florida 14, he said. Beltran argued that Republicans absolutely need to flip this seat to maintain the House majority that we have. "Hakeem Jeffries has declared maximum warfare on my state," Beltran noted. Watch, DeSantis calls out Hakeem Jeffries with hilarious impression. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern.